Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
Not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. For Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. For Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Did ever saint find this friend forsake him? No, not one. No, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one. For Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No, not one. No, not one.
Jerry Flowers from Fredericton, New Brunswick, getting us out of the gate today with No, Not One from his CD album, Wait for the Light to Shine. In 2010, Jerry became an inductee into the New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame. A native of Ripples, New Brunswick, born on October the 2nd, 1935, an accomplished guitarist and songwriter, a member of the Conestoga Trail Riders, the Diamond Trio, with frequent appearances on the Don Messer television shows, and some of the artists you'll be hearing today are Gordy Tapp, Family Brown, Red Smiley and the Bluegrass Cut-Ups, Don Gibson, Joe Penny, Rod Erickson, Claire Canning, Chuck Moore, Marty Robbins, the Leuven Brothers, Alan Balser, Country Bill Huey, myself, and we'll also be remembering the late disc jockey Bill McEwen from New Dominion, Prince Edward Island. He was a Hank Williams and country music historian. Friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. If laughter is the best medicine, then Gordy Tapp has cured many an ailment. From 1942 to 46, he was in uniform as an army impersonator and comedian. We remember his Cousin Clem character on Country Hoedown, the predecessor to the Tommy Hunter Show. No one would have believed the popularity and fame he achieved when he took it to Hee Haw, where he became an international star. Gordie Tapp was born in London, Ontario, on June 4, 1922. He passed on December 18, 2016, and he lived to be a good age, 94, an inductee into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame in 1990. In 1998, he was awarded the Order of Canada. In 1999, the Order of Ontario, and that's the highest honor given by the province of Ontario. He recorded a couple albums, maybe more. Trouble in the Amen Corner is from a Canadian compilation double album called The Good Life. Artists were Ricky York, a group called the King James Version, and of course Gordie Tapp. Issued on Cache Records, Gordie had 11 songs on that album. After Gordie Tapp, it's Family Brown with their song Pioneers. They won Video of the Year for this song in 1990, and I'm not sure why Stompin' Tom is not mentioned in this song. Please check their video on YouTube. And friends, here's Gordie Tapp with Trouble in the Amen Corner.
It was a stylish congregation. You could see they'd been around, and they had the biggest pipe organ of any church in town. Now, over in the Amen Corner of that church sat Brother Iyer, and he insisted every Sunday on singing in the choir. His voice was cracked and broken, age had touched his vocal cords, and nearly every Sunday he got behind and missed the words. Well, the choir got so flustered that the church was told in fine that Brother Iyer must stop his singing or the choir was going to resign. So the pastor appointed a committee, I think it was three or four, and they got in their big fine car and they drove up to Brother Iyer's door. They found the choir's great trouble sitting there in an old armchair. A summer's golden sunbeam laid upon his snow-white hair. Said York, "We're here, dear brother, with the best reprobation, to discuss a little matter that affects the congregation. Now it seems that your voice has interfered with the choir, so if you'll just lay out, or..." "Are you listening, Brother Iyer?" The old man raised his head, a sign that he did hear, and on his cheek the three men caught the glitter of a tear. His feeble hand pushed back the locks, as white as silky snow, and he answered the committee in a voice both soft and low.
"I wonder if beyond the tide that's breaking at my feet, in that far-off heavenly temple where my master and I shall meet, yes, I wonder when I try to sing the songs of God up higher, I wonder if they'll kick me out for singing in heaven's choir."
A silence fell on the little room. The old man bowed his head. The committee went back to town, but Brother Iyer was dead. The choir missed him for a while, but he was soon forgot. A few churchgoers watched the door, but the old man entered not. Far away his voice is sweet, and he sings his heart's desires, where there are no church committees, and there are no fashionable choirs. Let me hide myself in thee.
Tommy sang about a traveling man.
Orville's voice brought him to man.
Lucille sang of the songs alone.
We'll throw that old strawberry roan.
Well, they rode the rails and they rode the range.
They rode high on the winds of change.
They carved their place and they made their fame.
And the Hall of Honor bears their name. That we'll remember. I need
Barry Brown wrote Pioneers, issued on their 1991 CD, Lassos and Spurs. Gordy Tapp with a good version of Trouble in the Amen Corner. Thomas Herbo from Middleton, Maryland wrote that. He was a poet and novelist. He had at least 20 pen names, and he wrote somewhere around 300 to 600 thrillers at the rate of one per week. Herbo died penniless in the poorhouse on the 28th of October in 1924 at age 75. Dozens of country music stars recorded Trouble in the Amen Corner. And friends, right now, we're going to Country Bill Huey from Truro for Take My Hand, Precious Lord, and then we'll hear from the Leuven Brothers with one called The Angels Rejoiced Last Night.
When my way growth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my work is all done and my race here is run, let me see by the light thou hast shown that fair city so bright where the Lamb is the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
A house but not a home was the picture Satan painted for sweet little sister and me. Our dad would frown while mother was praying. His heart was so hardened that he would not believe. In anger he'd swear, his voice cold and loud. His Sundays were spent out with a gambling crowd. Never seen my daddy inside the house of God, for Satan held his hand down the path of sin he trod. Not long ago our circle was broken when God called our mother one night. In the voice sweet and low, her last words were spoken, asking our daddy to raise her children right.
The angels rejoiced in heaven last night. Daddy prayed till God made it right.
He was smiling and singing with tears in his eyes,
while mother with the angels rejoiced last night.
Charlie and Ira, the Louvin brothers, wrote The Angels Rejoiced Last Night, released on their 1959 Capitol Records album, Satan is Real. And you heard Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Famer Country Bill Huey from Truro with a Thomas A. Dorsey 1932 hymn, Take My Hand, Precious Lord. Friends, now we find ourselves listening to a nice song by Claire Canning from Spring Hill. Robert J. Duford, a priest, wrote Be Not Afraid in 1970. Claire's gospel CD, From the Heart with Love, has 11 songs. And after Claire Canning, it's the man from Glendale, Arizona, one of the greatest entertainers of all time, and Marty Robbins wrote A Little Spot in Heaven.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words in foreign lands, and all will understand. You shall see
friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
I don't ask you, Lord, to lighten up my burden. I don't mind the trials on earth that I go through. Beyond doubt, I want to prove that I am worthy of a little spot in heaven close to you. Years ago, my mother taught me of your meaning, of the hardship and the pain that you went through. Know you, Lord, that I am ready. In heaven close to you, precious Lord, forget me not, don't pass me by. Though there must be others worthier than I, if you can, then Lord, here's what I'll save a little spot in heaven close to you. If my wish is more than I deserve, forgive me. Up in heaven, any place would surely do. But I've done my best on earth, that's why I'm asking for a little spot in heaven close to you. At the altar years ago, we got acquainted, and as time went on, the love in my heart grew. If it isn't asking too much, Lord, then save me just a little spot in heaven close to you.
Marty Robbins, A Little Spot in Heaven, and Claire Canning from Spring Hill, Be Not Afraid. From 1952 to 83, Marty charted 94 songs. His first charted song, I'll Go On Alone, reached number one in 1953. 16 number ones and 47 top tens for Marty. I liked everything by Marty, but his cowboy songs were my favorites. Big Iron topped my list. Point Dubuque's Alan Balser is next. His gospel CD is Alan Balser and Friends, Come Home, It's Supper Time. 14 tracks from 2011. Alan's friends included Janet Adams, Del Wheaton, Tom Johnson, Sid Cole, and Marjorie Dobson. Until Then belongs to Stuart Hamlin, the writer of This Old House and It Is No Secret.
Thank you. can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along the trail that's winding always upwards. This troubled world is not my final home, but until then my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me dim and lose their value when we recall they're borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause our hearts to tremble, remember them will only bring a smile. Singing. Until then, with joy, I'll carry on until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. Until the day.
Alan Balser and Friends, Until Then, recorded at Tom Johnson's Green Road Studio in West Cock, New Brunswick. The song's author, Stuart Hamlin, was radio's first broadcasting singing cowboy in 1926 in Dallas, Texas. On February the 6th, 2013, myself, along with Lester McPherson, were honorary pallbearers at the Belvedere Funeral Home in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, in honor of our longtime friend Bill McEwen, who passed on February the 1st, 2013, at 74. Bill had multiple health issues, but it was his heart that took him. Bill began his part-time radio career in 1971 in Ajax, Ontario, over station Choo, C-H-O-O, and that was 1390 on the AM dial. Bill and Mary moved back home to New Dominion, PEI, in 1977, and that very same year, I heard Bill, along with J.P. Goody, presenting Bill's first Island Hank Williams special over CFCY 630 AM radio. A country music and Hank Williams historian, Bill, along with George Merritt from Huntsville, Alabama, were co-authors on the Colin Escott book, The Biography, and the book was renamed I Saw the Light, and the movie of the same title, starring Tom Hiddleston, was issued in 2015. During Bill's 17 years in Ajax, he saw all of the Nashville country music stars of the 1950s and 60s at the Horseshoe Tavern. He held his first Hank Williams record in his hands at age 10 in 1948. His love for Hank's music and country music in general just grew and grew, and it never wavered. Over CFCY, he would host Forerunners in the fall of 1989. Forerunners was renamed Country Roots. In November of 1990, he would host a second program, The Gospel Road. Plus, Bill hosted yearly Hankwian specials on Hank's birthday or the anniversary of his death. 2006 was Bill's last year on radio. He produced approximately 50 Hank Williams radio specials, 800 Gospel Road shows, and 1,100 Forerunners and Country Roots programs. 7 years after his radio voice was silenced, he passed on February the 1st, 2013. And 7 days after his passing, he was the recipient of the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal for his significant contribution to the cultural fabric of Atlantic Canada. He was aware he would be receiving this great prestigious honor. His favorite Hank Williams song was Take These Chains From My Heart, but his favorite gospel song was by Rod Erickson from Alberta, and friends, you may need a tissue for this one.
When I left home, the sun was shining, headed south for the border and some fun. 21 years later, I'm returning, going home to bury my mom. Dear old mama cried as I was leaving, promised every day she'd pray for me. I know it broke her heart to see me leaving, only 17, wild as could be. Here I am now standing by her coffin. I see the woman who gave life to me. Too late now to tell her that I love her, or be the son she wanted me to be. Here we are now driving to the graveyard. Good thing I'm not driving, I can't see. Longing for the answer to a question. Now that mother's gone, who'll pray for me? Heaven sent the love she had for me. Here I am now headed for the border. Heavenly Father, take a message, would you please? Someday I'll make that journey. I made a reservation on my knees. Yes, I made the reservation on my knees. Yes, I made the reservation on my knees. Yes, I made the reservation on my knees.
Bill McEwen's favorite gospel song, Going Home, by Rod Erickson from Alberta. Rod wrote it, and he said he made all of $157 from the song. Bill lived to hear my first 14 months of the Gospel Trail, and also my first 2 Hank Williams specials. Being a veteran broadcaster, he passed some valuable radio tips my way. Turn back was written by Pearlie Mullins. I learned the song from Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. The music starts about two-thirds of the way through, and then it's Chuck Moore from Newfoundland with Hank's I Saw the Light.
We went down the road, we turned together to the ocean shore in the village there. The roads had changed and the people had wondered. The bells don't ring, no preaching there. Turn back, ye wayward pilgrim. Go back to the peaceful shore. Turn back, the Savior is waiting. He'll rescue you from the ranks of woe. Then my mind went back to the days of my childhood, when I went to church in the village there. The seats were full and the aisles were standing with those who came to worship there. Turn back, ye wayward pilgrim. Go back to the peaceful shore. Turn back, the Savior is waiting. He'll rescue you from the ranks of woe. I'd like to go back to the days of my childhood and go to church in the village there, to meet with friends and an old acquaintance and sing again with the village choir. Turn back, ye wayward pilgrim. Go back to the peaceful shore. Turn back, the Savior is waiting. He'll rescue you from the ranks of woe. He'll rescue you from the ranks of woe.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
so aimless, life full of sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Been like the stranger that came in from the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Like the blind man, I wander alone. Troubles and cares I claim for my own. Then like the blind man, God give back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. So happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow's the way. I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Yeah, praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Chuck Moore from The Rock with Hank's I Saw the Light, and a song I recorded here at home, Turn Back. Ralph Stanley released Turn Back on his 1975 vinyl album, Let Me Rest on a Peaceful Mountain, Hills of Home on Rebel Records. In March of 1947, Joe Pennington joined Hank Williams's Drifting Cowboy Band as a lead guitarist. Hank dubbed him Little Joe Penny. Joe provided lead guitar for Hank for a year. Joe would go on to perform with Lefty Frizzell and Little Jimmy Dickens. Later in Joe's life, he became a Christian and was inducted into the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. This song should catch your attention. It's called Growing Old Without God.
I was involved in a head-on crash that almost took my life. Except for the mercy of a forgiving God that let me live, turn my life around, and return to a musical career which included recording my first gospel album and the following true story, which has nothing to do with the Hank Williams story, except that now that I have your attention, maybe you would be interested to know how God turned around the life of another old drifting cowboy. My old daddy was always thought real well of back when I was a boy, just growing up. Folks would say, there goes the Pennington boy. I know his daddy, fine man. Yeah, Dad would do a neighbor a good turn or help somebody in need. Wouldn't think anything about asking anything for doing it. I guess he just figured that was the way folks were supposed to live. And as I began to get a little bigger, seemed like Dad was looking a little older. And though he was a good man and all that, he never did take me and Mom to church much, except in maybe to a funeral now and then. Well, it seemed like something was missing in his life back then, and later on, I found out what it was. He was growing old without God.
growing old without God. He was wasting his lifetime, growing old without God.
And then there was Mama. God bless her. She was the one that showed me how to play my first chords on the guitar. And though she wasn't a godly woman, some of those old gospel songs she sang sure were pretty. And I learned a few of them too. Then one summer a little tent meeting came to our town, and we were visiting nearby, and I could hear the sound of those old songs coming across the field, and I was just itching to go out there and sing with those folks. I asked Mom, and she said it was all right, but you know, I just wanted to go out and show them how I could sing. But God had other plans that night. Yes, he laid it on my heart to repent and believe. Well, I went back for more the next night and the next, and right on up until that little meeting closed. And then I started going to a church nearby with some of the folks from the meeting. And I'd ask Mom and Dad to go with me. Well, Mom was sick a lot in those days, and Dad, he'd just say, oh, I don't need to go to church. I can be just as good right here at home. Well, I finally quit asking. But in my heart, I knew they were both just growing old without God. Growing old without God. They were wasting their lifetime, growing old without God. Well, being good was all right for a time, but it seemed like the harder I tried to serve the Lord, the more the devil would tempt me with just about everything out there in the world. And I have to confess, I was weak, and I began to drift away. Then after a while, I left home to work and wander around the country, coming back every year or so to visit the folks. Oh, I was really living it up in those days, taking about everything life had to offer out there in the world. But on my last visit home, I could see that the years were taking their toll on Mom and Dad. She'd grown a lot more sickly, and now ill health was starting to overtake Dad, too. But you know, a strange and wonderful thing had happened. I found out my daddy had started going to that same old church that I'd went to as a boy years before. And when Mom felt well enough, he'd take her along, too. Well, Dad never lived very long after I came back home to stay. But before he went on out into eternity, he called me to his side one day. And he said, son, don't grow old without God. Don't grow old without God. Don't keep wasting your lifetime growing old without God. It seems so ironic that he'd be saying the same things to me that I used to think about him. Well, a few years later, Mom left this veil of suffering and went on to be with Dad. Oh, I've wondered so many times since then why these good folks who were thought so well of all their lives had to grow old before finding God and hadn't really come to know Jesus until their declining years. Oh, they could have done so much for the Master during their younger, energetic lives. But listen to me. One day, I looked into a mirror, and the young man that used to look back at me wasn't there anymore. In his place was a man whose face bore lines of age and hair tinged with gray. And my memory then vividly brought back the haunting words of my daddy before he passed on into the world beyond. And I cried out, oh God, have I let this happen to me too? Where did all those years go? Can I have them back now, Jesus, and relive my life for you? Too late, for even God won't turn back the hands of time. And then it really hit me, and I realized that I too was growing old without God. Growing old without God. I'd been wasting my lifetime growing old without God. Well, is that the end of my story, you ask? No, not quite. Because you see, God has seen fit to be merciful to me. And he's come back in and he's cleaned up this old sin-stained life of mine. He's brought me back to the place where I should have been all those wasted years. Now I know I'll never outlive the regret I bear. But my strongest hope is that through the redeeming blood of Jesus, I can continue to help lead other lost souls to Him. Help them to understand the importance of serving Him before you grow old, while you're still young, while your light can shine its brightest. Give your life to Him because He gave His life for you. Don't grow old without God. Don't grow old without God. Don't keep wasting your lifetime growing old without God. Now this story you've just heard is true. I know, because I'm that man.
Don Gibson issued Where Else Would I Want to Be on his 1964 RCA album, God Walks These Hills, and Growing Old Without God was Joe Penny. Wasn't that a great number? Joe Pennington passed in 2020 at age 92. Don Gibson was one of the most gifted composers and singers of the Nashville Sound era. He wrote Oh Lonesome Me, I Can't Stop Loving You. 15 of his songs charted on both the country and pop charts, selling tens of millions of records. And friends, that's the Gospel Trail for today, and it's my hope that you found something that you liked. And it's been a few years since I've played this one. It's Red Smiley and the Bluegrass Cut-Ups. This one is called Take Me in the Lifeboat.
And don't fall asleep, but pray night and day, or you'll sink in the deep. Fathers and mothers are crying so loud, saying, Lord, won't you take us in the lifeboat?
Take me in the lifeboat, take me in the lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in the lifeboat, take me in the lifeboat. My spirit's home.
the wind is so loud. The thunder is rolling, bursting in the clouds. They prayed for their shipmates for what they had done. They took the dying sailors in the lifeboat.
Take me in the lifeboat, take me in the lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in the lifeboat, take me in the lifeboat. It will bear my spirits home.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.